This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue, where we've been holding services there for many years until the Hurricane Katrina came along. But now we are broadcasting all of our services out of Baton Rouge area now, where we're going to relocate eventually. But this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer. Let me give you my mailing address. It's Radio Missions, or just the old Trailblazer. Many of you are familiar with Radio Missions. That's the headquarters of our services here, our corporate headquarters, and many folks just send their mail to Radio Missions. But it's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. And this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. We're bringing you a series of studies now, have been for several weeks, on the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it's very, very interesting. I'm learning a lot myself. These messages that I'm bringing basically were brought 50, 60 years ago by Pastor L.R. Shelton. And I picked up his notes and outlines. The Lord led me to do this, I believe, and putting in new material there and things that have taken place since those times. Oh, my friend, how closer we are. How much closer. He thought and believed and preached that the end time was soon. And how much sooner it is, how much closer it is now in the day that you and I live here in this time. But we're looking there in the 14th chapter of Revelation. And we had started in the 8th verse looking at the angel. It said, another angel saying, flying and saying, Babylon is fallen, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. We saw that in our last study, but now we're going to pass on to the third angel in the 9th verse, and we see this third angel in the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of that torment, their torment, ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name. Now, I wanted to mention this in our last study, and we ran out of time. If you go there and read the account of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the angels dragged Lot and his wife and those two daughters out of Sodom, if you go back there and look, it describes the destruction. Hail, fire, and brimstone fell on those two great cities. And those things are indescribable. I can't describe those things, my friend. But listen, in these verses here, you'll see there, once again, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. This is still an angel crying, and the faith of Jesus. What a message this third angel gives to the inhabitants of the earth who are under the sway and the reign of the Antichrist. What a message of warning. Now, I mentioned to you in our last study, the old Trailblazers broadcast, where we bring the message here, our regular broadcast, the Voice of Truth, our worship services. The thrust of our ministry is to warn sinners to flee. Now, I have folks who get angry with me, get mad with me, turn the radio off and stomp out. But, my friend, it doesn't bother me one bit, except I hate to see an individual go out into eternity in rebellion against God. But my thrust of the message is, the Lord has given me, is to warn sinners to flee. Warn sinners to flee from the wrath of God. What a message this angel is given. Who can imagine its full meaning and its importance? Who can imagine the full meaning of this warning set forth by this angel flying through the midst of the heaven, no doubt screaming as he goes forth from city to city, warning the people not to receive the mark in their foreheads and in their hand. Every individual who receives that mark will be sealed for hell. No doubt individual will laugh and make fun of this heavenly messenger, saying, ha ha, you don't know what you're talking about, you old fool. That's what folks tell me. I have folks call me an old fool. They do. Old crackpot. Old speckle bird. They do. Oh, my friend. My friend. How folks misunderstand when God's man is pouring out his heart, pouring out his soul, giving his life blood, to warn sinners to flee from the wrath of God. Here is this warning message. If you receive the mark of the beast, you will drink of the wine of the wrath of God and drink it without mixture. Who can conceive of the wrath of a sin-avenging God without the touch of mercy? No mercy to be had, my friend. No mixture of mercy there. I'm glad we're living in a day of mercy. I'm glad we're living in a day of grace, where that a poor old sinner can come to the Lord, confessing his sin, giving up all of his self-will and self-righteousness, and throwing that over, and have asked the Lord to break me, Lord. No man can come on his own accord, but he can cry. The Lord said, I'll hear your cry. Listen now, and let me give you another precious verse. He says, my ear is not heavy that I cannot hear, and my arm is not shortened that I cannot reach out and pick up a poor old sinner. But listen, who can conceive? The angel goes on to say, don't receive this mark. The individual who receives this mark will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. What a warning. And yet men laugh. Men laugh and scoff, my friend. Oh, they will not take heed. Then he goes on to say, the smoke of your torment shall ascend up forever and ever. It will be everlasting. You'll have no rest day by day, night after night, if you receive the mark of the beast. What a message from heaven. What a warning. What a proclamation. Oh, I would that I had, as it were, the voice of that angel even today, crying, repent. Oh, John the Baptist, out there in the wilderness, and that bunch of devils came out there to hear him. And he said, oh, you generation of vipers. This was the elite. This was the Pharisees. This was those who wore the long robes and stood on the corner of saying those long flowing prayers, and those who robbed the widows' houses. And old John the Baptist, the Lord gave him insight there. He was a gracious man, a man of God. Out there eating wild honey and locusts, clothed in a leathern girdle, my friend, that we don't see much of that today, do we? We don't see nothing like that today. No, I see these preachers on the TV and in the magazine. They have on $1,500 suit and $450 or $800 pair of shoes and drive $100,000 automobile. Like one preacher I heard on the radio, local man here, they said, well, he just lives in a little modest 2-bedroom cottage. Yes, that's right. But the fence around it cost $1 million. Oh, my friend, and then he can get on the television and beg and scream and holler for money. The old Trailblazer doesn't do that. You know how the Lord furnishes the money for this broadcast? He moves a heart here and there and yonder. People we never heard of, but they heard the truth, and they say we want it to go on. So it is today, my friend. I can sit here before this microphone and scream the message of warning that's going over the ether waves over many, many stations now. Tens of thousands of homes hearing this message, warning that he that rejecteth the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him forever, according to John 3:36. Yet you won't heed. You won't take heed. My loved ones won't take heed. My congregation, many of them won't take heed. My grandchildren won't take heed. They say, oh, Grandpa's an old fool. They don't tell me that to my face, but they ignore the warning message. And my congregation, many of them, they sit under my ministry and endure the sound preaching and yet get up and go out and live as if they have never heard the truth, never heard a message from God's Word. Now, my friend, that's a terrible thing for a pastor to endure, to see young people who have been brought up in the Sunday school, hearing faithful Sunday school teachers tell how the Lord saves a sinner. Come on up into adulthood, marry, have children, sit there in the auditorium like a bump on a stump and never turn to the Lord. These are they who will hear the screaming angel. Oh, listen, like they heard John the Baptist, he told those Pharisees. He said, ye generation of vipers. He didn't call them church members, did he? He didn't say, well, here is the elite out here. Here is God's children out here wanting to hear me. No, he called them a generation of snakes. Oh, my friend, but listen, what's going out today, many are not taking warning. But the wrath of God abideth on that individual. You who won't heed, you'll say, what does that preacher mean? What does the old Trailblazer mean? He must be a crackpot. He must be an old kook. Many have sent me word saying, why don't you tone it down, Trailblazer? Why don't you tone down the message? Seem like you're going to bust a blood vessel if you don't just slow down. Well, my friend, I can't slow down. I'm 76 years old, and I don't have much time to bring you this message. I see you slipping out into an eternal hell. I see many whom I know and love slipping out, and they say, tone it down. No, my friend, I'm not crazy. I'm not. I'm just warning you to flee from that city of destruction. When the world is on fire, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the heavens shall be rolled back like a scroll, according to 2 Peter 3:10, you would give 10 million worlds like this one if you had them, if you had, listen now, you'd give whatever you had to make God's bosom your resting place. We sang a song here, the fire song. When the world's on fire, won't you, listen now, I don't know the words to it, but it says, wouldn't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? My friend, let's talk about that for a moment. When you lay down on your bed at night, do you ever look up at the ceiling, maybe there in the dark, and ask the Lord to deal with your heart? Do you ever do that? And I tell my folks here, you who are saved, you who know the Lord, when you get up in the morning, first thing, would you just put your feet on the floor, whether it be carpet or concrete or whatever, and say just a moment, thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. Thank you, Lord, for a good bed, for a good family, a good home. And thank you, Lord, for saving this old sinner. And I've had folks write me from all over America. Say, Pastor, I took your word, and I'm just telling the Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you told us to do that. We're so remiss. We're so slack in our prayers. The Scriptures tell us to pray always. Pray one for another. Have you prayed for anybody lately? Oh, I had a man call me from California just a few minutes ago, and he said, old Trailblazer, would you pray for me? He said, the Lord is dealing me, leading me to leave this place that I'm worshiping because the truth is not preached. Would you pray for me? He gave me his name and his address and his phone number. And he said, I have a son who's been in prison. You prayed for him before, but he's out of prison, and I see a small change in his life. Thank you, Trailblazer, for praying for him. Well, and I asked you folks, you have a prayer request, send them here. Just send them here. We won't send you no prayer cloth or none of those ungodly things. That's all of Satan. But we'll put your name on our prayer list. Our group of men meet every Saturday afternoon at the church, and a group of women meet in another place. And they come together praying, praying for God's people, praying for the elect, praying for sinners. And that Christ will come to, that they'll come to know Christ in the forgiveness of sin. I know these are warning messages, my friend. I praise the Lord for it. And I'm glad I can come here and warn you to flee from the wrath to come. I do that at this time. But I asked you to do this for me. Would you remember my mailing address? But first, let me give you my website. It's radiomissions.org. There you can go. Turn on that, turn down to your live streaming. You can hear the old Trailblazer. You can hear the Voice of Truth broadcast. You can hear our Sunday services every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, Central Standard Time. And then again at 6:30 on Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, you hear our live broadcast. You say, well, you ain't much, very much alive, old Trailblazer. You sound like an old, but I know it's live. The Lord makes it live. The Spirit meets with us and sends it out over these great radio stations time after time. And you know what, folks? It doesn't really bother me what folks think of the old Trailblazer, because I know I'm a nothing. Oh, I'm like Happy Jack and nothing at all. But Jesus Christ is my all in all. Then remember my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.